Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I was asked to join a group, and they said, could you, you could provide a service for us. And I said, what service is that? They said, you look so tender.
I call it a bug out bag, but it's... But
survival kit?
It's a survival kit of sorts.
It's a bug out bag. Hello.
Todd was not involved.
Thank you, Pony. Pony, we are of the same brain today.
I'm almost positive Todd has them, but that is alleged.
Pony, my brain went to Todd Moore instantly like yours did.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I think Oscar's bug out bag has two tickets to Florida.
I'd love to.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I think you're wrong about there being a Will Smith, not being a Will Smith movie.
I can check.
Oh, Jaden. I checked Jaden. Oh, there could be a Will Smith movie.
I'll check Will Smith. You guys play amongst yourselves.
Please. Well, I mean, we were talking Jaden before. It's hard to say. He's the one that, you know, has the illness. A horrible illness.
Well, Will Smith does, I believe, he's always...
Have you seen Gemini Man, his latest offering?
I have not seen Gemini Man. But
some sort of science fiction deal?
He's got the CGI of his younger self. You might have seen the trailer.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about it. Yeah.
Not getting great reviews.
Yeah, he plays Jimmy Hoffa as a younger man. That's what he does in that.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Exactly.
I'm sure.
It's yesterday or this morning. I'm trying to think when I read this. A story in the news, complete with a picture of Jaden Smith, who is Will Smith's oldest son.
Right.
Oldest child. And it's about how they're concerned and they're wasting away. And I remember the Rob and Mike discussion about these movies and these studios plant these stories to create buzz, be it negative or positive, around the star to get notice for the movie.
It's always
a CGI movie is Gemini Man where he plays young
that's,
and old?
Yeah, yeah, he fights himself.
Well, that's out now, right? Yeah, Isn't that out right now?
I think wrap it up in theaters.
So it could be that one.
Yeah, and it could be a little shot in the arm for that because it's probably about to go to pay-per-view.
You were looking for Jaden Smith.
Well, Jaden Smith makes movies too. So, you know, it's hard to say.
Jaden Smith, when's the last time Jaden Smith made a movie?
I think it was
After Earth he might have been working since then.
After Earth when he was like 5.
I remember that was so terrible. I went into the theater thinking it was going to be great because the Smiths could do no wrong at that point, maybe 10 years ago.
Hell, they did wrong when Jaden came into the
picture.
And
I sat there and I said, why am I mad? Why am I mad at this little kid? And why am I mad at his father? Because The Karate Kid 3 was A-okay.
Mike, he made a movie last year. He played Devin in Skate Kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
So he's not making movies.
No, he's not. But I'm sure he has something on the horizon. You know what? Will Smith utilizes him a lot.
The new Bad Boys movie is in production.
I've seen the previews for it.
I think this might be Gemini Man. Anyway, I think it's a conspiracy, but it seems like my conspiracy theory is going to crap.
No, I disagree because, you know, there are trailers for Bad Boys 2 or whatever the current Bad Boys is. I saw it in the theater. So that's in the offing. And Jaden Smith is used a lot by Will Smith in his social media stuff when he does Instagram and the Twitter. So he's part of the Smith machine.
So he's got Spies in Disguise coming out. He has The Council. And then he has Bright 2. I can't believe they're making a
all right,
sequel.
So here's the point. Here's the point that I want to make. I think that Jaden Smith is being used in some way to either keep the Smiths out there. Now, they are Kardashian-like where you read about them all the time. But the latest thing is Jaden Smith says people offered him food and asked if he was sick after his parents did a very public health intervention on their talk show. And I'm not buying it. He's thin.
Yeah.
He's got like a shorter haircut now, but, you know, and I guess their Facebook live show is Red Table Talk.
Yeah. Red Table
Facebook
Talk.
Watch.
And that's primarily Jada's show, right?
I've seen it. Yes.
And your review?
Yeah.
It's compelling to see a family sit down at a table and talk about such private matters.
Power family.
But in the early iterations of the show, it seemed more genuine. It now seems like they have to drop a bomb like the Kardashians every other 3 months.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you said. So here's where I come down on it. So I'm watching this and I'm reading this and I'm reading a book right now called, I think it's The Great Beyond. It's something about Alaska. It's an interesting book. It's not a great book. It's a good book. And it's about this Vietnam veteran that takes his family to Alaska. He can't hold a job. He's got PTSD. And he is a original conspiracy theorist where the world's going to be attacked. You got to prep. You got to be a survivalist. Mm-hmm. You got to have a bug out pack. You got to do all that stuff. I'm in a way becoming a conspiracy theorist, but my conspiracy theories go in the direction of Rob's original Tom Hanks
angle, the PR machine, where
really what we consume and what we have consumed for a long time when it comes to anything that's going to be promoted, whether it be a brand like the Kardashians mm-hmm. and the Smiths, whether it be a Tom Hanks movie, all of this, I don't believe anything anymore.
I agree.
And I'm hoping that it doesn't fall into the narrative of my politics, because I don't want to go that far off the rails where I create just ridiculous. These are not, I don't consider these theories to be really out there. I think there's a very good possibility that the Smiths, when they're talking about how concerned they are for Jaden, it could be manufactured because they need content, like you said,
yep.
every single day.
And here's why it's insidious, is that when they say, like, if a new Toy Story comes out and you watch something on Entertainment Tonight and it's Tom Hanks, who's currently starring in Toy Story, talks about his favorite toy. You know, that's something that they are really laying it out there. This is promotion for the movie.
Right.
But when they do sort of a few weeks out and they say, did you know that Tom Hanks was related to Mr. Rogers? And they kind of make it sort of softball it in there. And Tom Hanks was at the L.A. County Fair and got carded for beer. And it's so non-related. They don't want you to know you're being manipulated, when in fact, that's exactly what they're doing.
It makes me nervous.
It does. Yes.
Well, at the root of it, I don't think this goes into conspiracy theories per se for politics. I think what it does is that we as talk show hosts, we don't do that type of radio. We don't do fake radio. So when someone does something fake, or look, let's say the Smith, the young boy has, or not, you know what, he's in his 20s now. Jaden has some sort of issue. The family should deal with it. That's fine. We're used to dealing with issues like that in our world. And it's not like an old fogey or boomer thing, but dealing with issues like that in private.
Right.
Not in public. And since the advent of reality television, you have a space where for some time now, you look at these really story arcs where you have something happen in the season, something change, another story arc, because that's a winning formula, even in the reality world day.
Years ago, when you were dabbling with reality television yourself, I think you may have been the first person that I had a conversation with where you were saying
locations are available.
Who's the TV guy we know? Who's the guy?
Donnie Fairplay?
No,
the guy that was our producer that did shows for us, the regulars and all that. Who was the guy? Michael Holstein. Michael Holstein was somebody that's when I first became aware that how completely manufactured it is, that they create this drama. When it comes to that world, it is so manipulated. Calling it reality TV means nothing.
And no, it's War of the Roses. It's War of the Roses
exactly,
on television.
Exactly.
And Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, that's a similar situation where you're watching that, and only later on in the game did I say, they're all BS.
We have the Real Housewives of Potomac that have filmed here multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't doubt they get into legitimate arguments, but I think they
of course,
are
but
motivated to get into these arguments to create
you are
content.
Shot blocking. You are taking 4 hours of film, what is 19 seconds of tape.
Yeah, do you think those five women in Beverly Hills are going out to a dude ranch if it hasn't been arranged for them?
And
No, that's the truth, but I'm just talking about the fights.
Oh, yeah.
What Oscar talked about, the story arcs.
And they're escalated.
I think, all right. I want to say that let's take the news, because I don't like the whole fake news thing. I really don't. I think there's legitimate reporting going on. I think there are legitimate connections to be made. And I think it's not all BS. But I think part of it, are there reporters with agendas? 1,000% yes. On both sides. It happens all the time. But by and large, when I'm watching a news story, if there is a shooting somewhere, I believe I'm getting the reporting that is legitimate. If there is a conspiracy where people are associating with other people, a la Rudy Giuliani, I think, well, there's a picture of the guy on the news with his arms around him. I think that might have some legitimacy. But there are exceptions to every rule. When it comes to Hollywood, and this is where I've turned into the Alex Jones of when I'm thinking about promoting movies, I think it's all BS.
Well, of course.
I think everything that comes out. So when I read people worried about Jaden Smith's weight loss, I'm like, this is feeding
the Smith machine. I wish people worried about my weight loss
machine. I've got keto written down. I wrote keto down. There, you just jogged my memory. Keto. The problem of keto.
Did you get down 19 or what?
No, I'm not down. I'm down 8.
Keto would,
again.
Whoa.
Doesn't Will Smith have a kid named Keto? Keto Smith?
Keto. I think when it comes out of the Hollywood machine, I get freaked out.
Yeah, but I don't want to stoke the fire, but let's consider this.
Yes.
Politics for the past 100 years. Let me offer this.
Right.
A consideration, Mike. For the past 100 years, politics has followed the template of showbiz. So if we continue to watch this sort of secret surreptitious marketing of personalities, movies, and television, and it works, politics will be right behind it. So don't worry about fake news yet, perhaps, but be aware of what's going on in show business, because it's leading the charge of how they're going to manipulate us. I don't want to sound like I'm in total freak out mode right now, but it could happen. It really could.
The American Red Cross gave us enough bug out bags. I call them first aid bags, but they're really bug out bags.
Sure.
And I remember giving one to my mom, and she's like so happy. She was so excited. And by the way, it's something like we pay for them. Like we just ordered them. Shannon and I, when we were going through this cycle of what happens if something happens, this is maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I talked about it on the show. My mom's bug out bag is still in her trunk. You know where mine is?
Where?
It's like in a side hallway of this building somewhere. I needed the space.
So you have a bug out bag?
I mean, technically, yes and no.
When did you get a bug out bag? I never knew you had a bug out bag.
I call it a bug out bag, but it's... But
survival kit?
It's a survival kit of sorts.
That's a bug out bag. Hello.
Todd was not involved.
Thank you, Pony. Pony, we are of the same brain today.
I'm almost positive Todd has them, but that is alleged.
Pony, my brain went to Todd Moore instantly like yours did.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I think Oscar's bug out bag has 2 tickets to Florida.
Oh, I'd love to visit him. Do you see everybody ready? We're coming to visit you.
Yeah.
How I have to stop everything right now. We are on a different side. You
I thought I mentioned it here on the program.
No, I don't know. I don't
you
know
may
that.
Have.
No.
I mean, we've been, we do a lot.
It's been years.
We do a lot of talking. Yeah. By the way, great jacket today. Got to say that.
Doesn't
Thank
he
you.
Look good?
Doesn't he look good in that
very,
color?
Very nice.
That's
a, yeah.
that's
the dark
nice
shirt with the, that
very
really,
sweet.
That's,
Thank you.
That works
just made
for
my
you.
Day.
Yeah.
That Thank really you. Works for you. I think that's better than always
the dark
light
ones.
Blue.
Do you have an office?
Well, the dark ones are okay. I don't like the light blue.
I only have one light blue one.
Do you have any business casual clothes in your bug out bag?
No. A few MREs, you know,
Listen,
ready to go.
You, I know in your other associations that you flirt with a lot of these individuals that think differently than I do.
And so also, I don't totally think you're nuts, because when my mother's husband passed, not my father, but her husband, she found out that he had a lot of MRE and ready-to-eat food in storage in their basement. And you know that stuff? You literally can't give it away.
Really?
Yeah,
but when
she
you
had
get
the hardest
it,
time getting rid of it.
You get it. You get and you're ready.
Yeah, but Bush has got a lot of space
when,
now.
When and how The bug out bag.
Bug out bag. Mike,
please tell me how this happened.
It was before business school. It was before business school. So I would maybe
it's a long time
5 years ago. Business school was almost 2.5 now.
Well, he didn't have a backup plan years before ago. Business school. So if
where did you get the idea for the bug out bag?
So I think for a while now people were talking about it as far as like it would be something you'd see online.
Did you put an approximate year on it?
I would say 2013.
Okay. All right.
Around then. I guess the tech really got me into it initially. There's this little stove that could be fired up by, or it's a combustible little USB charger.
Sure.
And I said, well, if I had this USB charger and I could put twigs and sticks and not stones, but leaves.
Hey, Maddie, how does my camera look today, by the way? I just noticed that I look like Captain 20 or Gore. Count Gore Duvall, you know. All right, here.
Hey, what do you think, Mads?
Can you move the light around? Maybe test it out.
Maybe test it.
Hi, how are you?
That's good. Oh, I like that. Light. Very dramatic. Yeah. That's very that dramatic.
That's like right in my face. I can't do
Tell
that.
Tell me everything about your bug out bag.
Yeah.
All right, go. We'll leave it like that.
That's better.
Yeah.
So,
thank you. So you've got a USB powered oven.
Yes. That really works. It's pretty, not an oven, but a charger.
Yeah.
A charger.
Well, you said it was a stove.
No, it looks like a stove. The center of it is open, and then you put all the twigs and sticks in there, and once it heats up, it actually powers your USB.
Mike, you know, this is going to be one of the big problems when the goes down. We're going to run out of sticks.
Well, we're going to run out of charging. Now, you might say maybe an EMP hits, you're not going to need anything because it'll be fried.
Right.
You think Todd has a bug out bag?
I think he does. If I was a betting man.
If I was a betting man, I'd say the new place has a bunker like 1950.
Is Todd like your other like your radio partner? Is he a
prepper?
A gun enthusiast?
I think he's not as enthusiastic as Fuchs.
Is he an owner?
You think he is an owner? Yes.
Well,
I'm not mistaken.
As enthusiastic as your radio partner, whose nickname is Big Shooter.
Yeah,
which I've shot multiple times with him.
Yeah, nobody that's as crazy for that. But I'm just curious about that. I saw
Carla writing Todd, saying, "Hey, I can't wait to visit you." I saw that.
I said the same thing.
It makes me uncomfortable.
I said the same thing. Why?
It's different when the male friend writes, but when you see Carla writing him, I'm like, I don't know about that.
Look, there are two things that are true. I will visit Todd in Florida.
Yes.
Right.
I will only visit Todd if you were there.
Oh, okay.
That's a proxy? It's a comfort zone.
Yeah.
I can't possibly imagine myself in a living room with Todd and Marissa and Carla. The gulf has to be bridged by the Zabalia.
Do you foresee a protracted moment of long silence in the living room, and then Todd says,
Would you like to see
the gun room behind the bookcase?
No, my comfort zone. Look, it's a little bit of a long drive for us.
Mike can derail as well.
And you know what? With Todd, I could. But Todd enjoys the dynamic. Oscar's not really even a referee. Right?
I just sit there and drink and watch you guys fight.
You're just
Todd would poke at you. He would poke, yeah.
Did the idea come from Todd?
No, it did not. It did not.
Came from you.
No, it probably didn't come from me. I'm telling you, for like a good 6 months, people were talking about bug out bags in my world, where I said, well, am I really ready? Well, what if we're not ready? Should I get ready?
Where? This is what I'm trying to get from you. I was around the same time.
Yeah.
I remember in your world, was this the Horde talking about bug out bags? Because, I mean, you know, he skews to those guys that look like they you know, they came out of Alaska.
Survivalists, Mike.
All of the people, I've met many members of the Horde, and I know this. They're very enthusiastic about what they love.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a Horde thing. I really think, I honestly, and thank you for mentioning Big O and Dukes. I want to say this. The people that have bug out bags, true ones, are not me. Like, I probably got swept up in the conversation, and then we got this huge red backpack with a flashlight and MREs and everything you need to survive for a little while in case it's a disaster relief. And then I said, well, if I have that, then I should definitely get the little USB-powered stove.
When he describes his bug-out bag, it sounds like a Halloween costume prop.
When I'm trying to get information out of him,
like something you bought
when I'm trying to get information out of him on this, it is seriously, I feel like I'm watching one of those crime shows where you just can't get
No, because I'm a fake prepper. I just want to get up in the, there's an actual show called Preppers.
Yeah.
But okay, so do you get it maybe from maybe a TV
from
show?
Maybe from them. But I don't have a $3 million bunker underneath my house.
No, it's you have rats out under your house.
I don't have a basement. I don't have a subfloor.
I get it.
You don't have a floor.
Where would you go if something goes down?
I'd probably go to your house.
No, you don't want to come into the epicenter. No, you got to leave the city.
I would go down and lay in the middle of my street and beg for mercy.
I don't know where I go.
What were you prepping against? What did you fear? What was the fear? What is the fear?
An EMP.
A what?
An electrical magnetic
pulse that kills the grid.
It fries everything
out.
What about
by the way, immigration? When I move, hopefully, knock on wood, everything goes according to plan. Right. There's natural gas over where we are moving to, which we don't have here, and I plan to. I'm going to look into a generator for when we get a hurricane.
Backup,
fantastic.
You always need a backup.
Also look into having your grill connected to your line. It's the greatest thing in the world. You don't have to worry about propane tanks.
I'm very cool about that. But I don't worry about, EMP.
So I remember right after we went from the fan to the podcast, or WJFK to the podcast.
Okay.
10 years ago.
10 years ago. My other job had a programmer, kind of wily, had his own door with no windows. Like you had to secure your way in. But I had spent a lot of time with him because he was programming code.
Oh, so his office was very isolated.
Yeah, isolated.
Okay.
And he would talk to me about buying silver. This is 10 years ago. And he might have been right. I don't know what the market is or what it looks like. And we would sit in that room, Mike, for hours talking about programming and making small talk. And I said, what's the story with silver? He's like, well, when this goes, as like the economy, maybe, and this is where maybe it was rooted in. He'd pontificate about the economy moving, and he said only gold and silver will be worth anything.
You can see this on any commercial if you're watching Matlock on WGN during the day.
And I didn't know how you purchase it. He would talk about different, indexes and how where he keeps it. He wouldn't tell me where he keeps it, but like how he's liquid. He would talk about being liquid all the time, and I didn't know what liquid meant.
Well, it means he's not on keto.
And I would sit there and he'd talk, and I'm talking for like years he'd talk about this.
Yeah.
Maybe that also planted.
That's when you were going to start your new podcast called Gullible's Travel.
Mike, do you have an exit plan?
No.
Right? You go north.
No, I mean, I have a hurricane plan. I have an absolute hurricane plan. That's you have to do that. That's reality. That's a storm off the coast. It has nothing to do with like somebody attacking or all that.
No,
by the way, everything I read tons. I'm reading all the time, and what I read now is that the move with England and that this is how these civilizations kind of start to go. Bleep, bleep,
bleep, bleep. Oscar, here's
when
a question.
We start getting afraid of everybody, and I'm including bug out bags in that. We start to get more isolated, and when we get more isolated and we're not interacting with others, we have problems, and then society goes boom, and a new one comes along.
It's called terrorism because you're letting fear rule what you do.
Absolutely.
See, I think we're looking at it two different ways here. I'm not thinking of a nuke coming our way. I'm not thinking of war in general. I'm thinking of somebody shutting down the infrastructure of this economy using what would be a data attack.
Let
me just say this. Here's how I look at all of that crap. All right. If it happens, the vast majority of people are not going to have the bug out bag. They're not going to have the MREs in their basement. They're not going to have a $3 million bunker. You're going to help your fellow men. That's the way I look at it. And you're going to need help, and other people are going to need help. And are you going to be lucky if you have that one? I don't want to live in a world where the aliens have arrived and I'm knocking on my neighbor's bunker and he said, no, we're already filled up, you know?
But think about this. I can only set up a podcast studio. When I'm going to help my fellow man.
Well, the aliens are going to need entertainment.
What value do I have? When I help a fellow man out, hey, you got a microphone? You got no power.
Let's
I can't do anything for you. I can keep you company while you work.
If we can get
while
your
build that bunker, I can keep you company. That's
if we can
all
get
I
your
got.
Generator started, I can help you set your gate and your threshold.
Yes.
And we'll be all set.
Well, look, I just think that
I have no value to anyone out with that.
No, because you're entertaining.
No, thank you.
Bug out bags have been around for years, for decades, and it's nothing new. It's just, to me,
Can I take it a step further? I might have talked about this, but I may not have because it's truly personal. And the person who asked me not to talk about this, I'm probably changing the course as I didn't.
All right.
I have a friend who's a doctor who was invited to a cocktail party like 2 years ago. This happens. And they go in, they said, we're hoping you can join our group. And they're a couple. They're both doctors. They said, we need doctors in our group. And the group was really set up as a prepper's group that they, in case something went down, they had two doctors. They need two doctors within their group. Mm-hmm. As an escape plan.
What service were you going to provide?
No. I'm not. I wasn't asked to join a group. I wasn't even asked to go.
Oh, they were asked.
The doctor
okay.
was telling me that they were invited in North Carolina to this dinner party, which was really fancy and nice. Wow. And then they were pulled aside and said, hey, our other doctors moved away. Are you interested at all in this backup plan that we're building? Within
unreal,
our, isn't that
that's
wild?
That's like that, and then they go out in the woods and they wear camo and all that, and they shoot. Oh my God!
I was asked to join a group, and they said, "You could provide a service for us." And I said, "What service is that?" They said, "You look so tender."
Rob was going to be food.
Donner, party of five, party of four.
Soylent Green is people.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show
tender.
At www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You want all day tomorrow, I suppose.
If it's quite convenient, sir.
It's not convenient. And it's not fair. If I were to hold back half a crown for your pay for it, you'd think yourself ill-used, I'll be bound. But you don't think me ill-used when I pay a day's wages for no work.
Christmas comes but once a year, sir.
Poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December. And I suppose you must have it. Be here all the earlier the next morning, Cratchit.
Yes, sir, I shall. I certainly shall.
Make sure.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas, Bob Cratchit.
And the same to you, Mr. Fred.
Merry Christmas, Uncle. I said, Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Humbug.
Christmas a humbug, Uncle. Surely you don't mean that.
I do. What's Christmas but a time for buying things for which you have no need, no money? Time for finding yourself a year older, not an hour richer. If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Come now, Uncle.
Nephew, you keep Christmas in your way and let me keep it in mine.
Keep it, but you don't keep it.
Let me leave it alone, then.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We love our listeners. They love us. At least that's what they tell me. And we welcome new people every week to this show. We're so glad to have you with us. From North Pole, Alaska to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Noel, Missouri, Christmas Cove, Maine, Santa Claus, Indiana, Rudolph, Wisconsin. Yeah, Rudolph.
Santa Claus.
You're not going to play in any more of those reindeer games.
I bet if you go to Santa Claus, Indiana, there's a lot of dicks there. I live in Santa Claus.
Yeah, you're not in the spirit.
No, I just
well, you don't seem that's like the opposite of you. Rude. I thought you're Mr. Christmas.
I enjoy Christmas, like but I think naming your town Santa Claus is over the top. Relax, pal. No
Where
need.
Is it? In Indiana?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's in Indiana.
Of course. Yeah,
yeah. Your odds are good.
When are you coming back for Christmas?
Yeah, there you go. anyway, the show brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. They'd like to say thanks and Merry Christmas to the dozens of Mike O'Mara Show listeners who became Cornerstone customers this past year. Whether you closed mortgage loans or took advantage of Cornerstone's low-rate offers, you are appreciated, and I'm glad they're doing that. TMOS listeners are some of Cornerstone's favorite customers. From the Cornerstone family to yours, have a wonderful holiday season and a Merry Christmas. Good folks there. I'm dealing with them myself right now. And for all your mortgage lending needs, please keep Cornerstone First Financial in mind. We love our long-term relationship with Cornerstone. We really do. It's a local advertiser from D.C. They're in our building. We know them personally. We're so proud of this relationship, and we're really proud that our listeners have stepped up and given them the business that they richly deserve. I can personally endorse them. They treat you right. Call 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Ask for my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Cheers from Cornerstone. We appreciate that. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We will be getting to our Christmas bitch line today because we asked for it. And you brought it to us, ladies and gentlemen. But before we do that, I really did want to share with you a little bit of a personal story here. This is regarding me and my most recent doctor's visit. I had my physical, and it was a standard physical, nothing big. But you know, at the end, you usually mention this is so personal. This is so personal. You mention little things that that bug you. Okay,
yeah.
As you get older, all right. There are two things that happen when you're going winky tink. When you go winky-tink, it takes a long time to turn the spigot on and turn the spigot off. In my case, more importantly, turning the spigot off. This is not an incontinence issue. This is just like standing there, and sometimes I'm like, okay. And, you know, I think we're talking about flow pretty much.
I'm with you, Mike. I'm 100% with you.
Mike, okay. I've had a similar conversation with my 80-year-old father. As he said, this is probably hereditary. Get ready to wait. So,
and if you rush, if you rush, you get a little dollop. You know what I mean? And I don't want that to happen.
No, you
and,
have to make sure the as they say, the job is complete.
Yeah, and it was a kind of a pain for me. It was kind of a pain for
poor
me.
Carla.
And,
yeah, I know.
And the thing, what do you mean, poor Carla? What does Carla have to do with this? Come on, Carla doesn't have anything to do. Anyway, so I'm talking. What do you mean, poor Carla?
I'm just saying, you don't
that she's dealing with an old man.
Yeah, you know, it's just the last thing you want to deal with.
You know, I don't know that it's the last thing. Could come up
Carla,
with a couple other.
I can't turn my faucet off.
It's,
can you come get the wrench and do it for me?
Check the valve.
It's fine if I'm not wearing khaki golf shorts. But anyway.
Oh, no. Go for darker colors.
That's beer, sir. No worries.
So I bring it up. I bring it up, and I say, so that, he said, oh, well, I've got a prescription. And, you know, he says, oddly enough, the prescription for the, are you anticipating?
No.
All right. Why are you giggling?
I just had a notion of what the prescription might be.
What do you think it might be?
A binder clip.
No. This is a pill.
Okay.
Gross. It's a pill. Guess what they use for people that have that issue sometimes? Do you either one of you know? Let's just say it's a prescription that most people would perceive for other issues.
Oh,
is it another issue that's associated with that region?
Yes.
Is it a Viagra?
It's Cialis.
Cialis?
Really?
Yeah, only like 0.5, some small dosage of it.
I took
my first one yesterday.
I retract the poor Carla mention earlier.
Yeah, it's going to Big 2020 for her. Yeah.
Yeah, but I do not have issues.
Maybe a little brother, sister
department.
From Michael.
I do not have issues in that department. But the way I understand it, I don't want to get into the real detail of of how the plumbing works, but apparently it helps the plumbing. Like,
yeah.
I'm really not
and you
sure.
Take
I've
it,
only taken
you take
one.
It,
so.
You take it orally, right?
Rectally.
Well, I was going to say it's not used as like a stopper.
No.
Not in
I
the
take
front.
It like a rigid sigmoid.
Not in the front.
They put it in the hole.
Stop it.
And really, as a matter of fact, it's inserted like you would put a cannon in the Master and Commander. The can of, you put it there and then you use a plunger. No.
A tamper?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Did you tell, does Carla know that Cialis is in the works?
Yeah. Yeah. I told her right away.
Did her eyes light up?
I'm making a joke about it. I said, yeah. Guess what prescription daddy's getting?
Then she burst into tears.
She's like, all right, I'll limber up.
I don't know yet whether it's going to work. I don't know whether that's going
to
make
I guess every
It's slow. I feel like based on waking up this morning, the morning Winky Tink was much more vigorous.
That's great.
So that's probably good. Well, no, the flow was kind of like, you know, I mean, and normally, I don't know. I mean, it's not like I can't go to the bathroom or anything.
Oh, God, how's that? I put this. This is
going to be really, really good.
Now, do you foresee some benefits from the Cialis?
I don't necessarily foresee. What I do is hope.
Okay, that's good.
I know
because
this.
That to me, because I'll be honest with you, you and I have talked for hours about this subject, about libido and I'm in your camp.
Yeah.
By the way, disc jockeys, men in general, Oscar and I go the opposite from most guys that like to go, oh man, 20 times last week. I just couldn't get enough. Oscar and I are, I think, much more honest about this.
Yes. Mm. You know what turns me on? A dual income.
Baby.
I read your
W-2 again and do it slowly.
Perhaps that is why I am with a very attractive woman who, you know, because she is not burdened with me tapping her on the shoulder like when she's making dinner every 5 minutes. She's going, you want it. But I mean, I would say, my libido and my activity, and this is being really honest here, borders on an inadequacy. You know what I mean? I mean,
Mike, just on the other side of inadequacy is adequate. So you're fine.
You fathered a child at what? Yeah. 56?
I fathered a child. We have relations. We do. The thing is, I'm not all about.
You pay your taxes.
I am 60 years old, but it's not numero uno. I have had people that I have had cocktails with at parties that will sit there, and a woman in particular, don't remember her name, I really don't, this was back in Virginia, who said every day that they begin their day every day. And we've all probably bumped into people
I sit there and I'm like,
have you heard the people that say that? I kind of say, okay, it might be possible, but I kind of don't believe it. You know, I don't know.
I don't.
What do you think?
Who has the time?
Well, I just it feels like a big
commitment. I gotta be here at 8 o'clock.
Our poor wives, it feels like a big commitment.
Yeah.
It seems to me to be, look, I'm all for once you do it, then there's a bit of a period afterward where, you know, not all that. I'm 60. I don't worry about that as much as I used to.
But there is
that's natural.
I do admire those that still have it without any performance enhancing drugs.
I have to say within the month, I've certainly, been able to fulfill my obligations without any medical need. This is so the answer to your question about this. Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Everything's working down there.
The answer is that when you say, do you anticipate anything good? Well, I can only hope that if that's what it's for, it's a pill like that. That will it make? I don't think that that product makes your libido increase. What it does is when the mood strikes, it assists the plumbing down there. And
I seem to know a lot about this.
Well, what I've seen on television is that you take it when you're taking a bath outside. In side-by-side bathtubs
or you're
with
throwing
your lover.
A football through a
hoop hitter. And then you take the pill and then you go and you bang.
Yeah, and you sit there overlooking like Napa Valley in your claw bathtubs that somehow you brought out on the lawn.
Well, I'm curious about that.
Really super heavy.
What about the bugs?
And are they naked in the tubs and did they get there like Brother Billy did in the Righteous Gemstones?
The woman is naked and the guy is naked and he is fully...
Yeah, of course. You know, yeah.
That's it.
Well, he never rolls out of bed.
I'll wrap this up when we come back because I will tell you that yesterday I had an exchange because I used a pharmacy I haven't used before.
Oh.
a big box store pharmacy. Ooh. I went to the Rob Spiewak store.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I did something stupid when it came to that, too, because I'm an idiot.
No, you're fine.
And I'm nervous, and I'm not paying attention to life around me.
Here's my script.
But your flow is great.
Flow right now, at least this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, really, put the fire out.
That's Progressive Insurance wants your flow.
Hey, thank you very much. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara. These are a few of my favorite
things. Hello, this is Donald Trump. I've taken off my blue business suit and red tie to celebrate the holidays dressed in my holiday pajamas. Yes, it's a holiday onesie with a flap. Yeah, I hope you like it. I'm dancing around the Christmas tree, and I'm taking this opportunity to tell each and every one of you not to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's propaganda. It's fake. It's phony. It's not crunchy or tasty. You don't listen. That's my idea for you at Christmas time. They're not good. They're dishonest. They're cheaters. They lie. They're lazy. They just don't offer anything special. Not like me, the biggest, brightest, strongest, winningest, greatest, silliest, happiest, orangest person in the world. Happy holidays to you. And for the Mike O'Mara Show, it's all fake. It's not even a real show. They're robots. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Very, very nice of him to say that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Robots.
Show. Brought to you by nuts.com. As that TMOS signature fruitcake arrives on your doorstep and you take that first delicious bite, make sure you savor the quality ingredients. We use only the very best, which is why the TMOS bakery only uses nuts.com. Mm. All of our fruit and nuts come from nuts.com, and why not? The quality is superior, and it's show-wo-wos. Plus, the best prices, the best customer service, the best selection, and a really fun website. So, whether you need supplies for holiday baking or year-round snacking, look no further than nuts.com. Just visit nuts.com online or call them 800-558-6887. Nuts.com, simply the best since 1929. I didn't know that. They didn't have dot-coms in 1929.
Well, the business picked up once the internet was invented. It was slow at first. I gotta tell you, when I see the little plastic containers of cherries and fruit at a grocery store that's been on the shelf since last Christmas, I retch, because it is so not in the same sphere as the stuff that nuts.com sends. If you need fruit, wonderful. You gotta go there. It's the best.
And we hope we get them as a regular client.
Of course.
That would be really nice to get them back on the air, because I use their stuff. They're really wonderful. Getting back to, speaking of nuts, getting back to my situation here. So, as my physician, Dr. Jason, is giving
me... Is he the youngest guy? I remember there was a youngest guy that you really like. Yeah.
Great guy. My wife goes to him. I go to him. He's just a cool guy. His kids go to the same school as our kids. It's a lock. We got our doctor. We're very happy about this. So he is, he doesn't miss a beat. And, you know, it's very good to be able to tell a doctor, you know, and have that kind of relationship. So he goes, this is a little pricey. Listen, I want you to go to, he gives me a website to go to check out the prescription deals that they have.
Coupons. Those are important.
It's prescription. It's Rx. It's something.
I can find out right now.
It's a website.
This is a good service.
Yeah, and I know that certain name brand prescriptions have deals, like sweetheart deals with certain pharmacies. So if you go to certain places, you get a better deal.
It ends up the cheapest one is Costco. And so I can get this prescription for like $19 at Costco. So
great.
I blast over there, and that's what he tells me. And I look at it, I say, oh, there it is. So I go to Costco and go to the pharmacy, and there is a dead ringer for Helena Bonham Carter behind the counter. She is, I
noticed
her. How
fast does it fall into place what's about to happen and how embarrassed you're going to be?
It's not, because I don't think she, it's not, the prescription is a side light right now. Nothing about the prescription that I'm getting boner pills that have anything to do with this. I'm at a new pharmacy. Mm-hmm. This is more like Mike is just stupid. And really, that's such a common prescription that I'm not all that fazed by it, to be honest.
Well, and you're 60.
I'm 60 years
old.
Sound
like you're a 25 walking in there.
I noticed this woman as I'm walking up to that big pharmacy they have in the back. She jumps out at you.
Right.
And
I
cannot contain it when I'm up there talking to her. And I just said, I have to tell you, you have a doppelganger, and I bet you've been. And she starts laughing in that way that she says once or twice a week. She gets it from somebody that she is told. And it's just, it's really almost disconcerting because you're looking at, and I'm such a fan of Helena Bonham Carter. Mm. Loved her in The King's Speech as the Queen Mum. She was fantastic in that. So I, but because of this, I, she said, well, it should be about 30, 35 minutes to fill. I said, okay, I'll go do my little shopping. I'll go buy my keto supplies and I'll bop around. Yes.
Was the website goodrx.com?
Yes, that's it.
There you go.
That's it. Now that comes into play later.
Okay, good.
RX. So I do this and then I just walk away. And I think perhaps the Helena Bonham Carter thing has, you know, I'm just curious. It's like a dog, you know, hearing a high-pitched whistle. Yeah. I'm looking at her, go, God, she looks exactly like her. And you realize what a tremendously unique look that is.
Yes.
Not a lot of people look like that. So it's off to the shopping, and because it's midday, there are a lot of old people at this. This Costco during season is one I've begun to truly hate.
Well, midday, you get a smaller crowd, but a slower crowd and a less courteous crowd.
Well, I'm up in the meat section because I'm on keto and I'm looking for meat. And there are, the way ours is laid out, you have a lot of these little food sampling areas up near the meat.
Really?
Right?
Right.
And so this douche of douches, this 50-something hump, takes his cart. And there, it is thick with people because it's the beef. And that, you know what beef is like at Costco. Mouths agape, staring at the meat the whole time. And you can't. And he literally stops so he can go get his little snack. I am in a mode where I'm not even looking at it. Mm. I'm just trying to get some stuff picked up, and I'm going through. And he looks at it. And it's so egregious that I can't even say, excuse me, can you move that? I'm just going to blast it out of the way. And I go by, and he turns, of course. Because when they're rude like this, they don't want anybody going by them.
Right.
All right. He wants to stop his fat ass cart in the middle of the Costco, get his snack, and then return with everybody that was in back of him still in back of him.
Right.
And I go up and I go by him and I take the back of my cart, the corner, and I just rack it. I just boom. I hit it and it almost slides the wheels. And he turns around and gives me a look. Hey, what are you doing? And I go, I said that to him. I was so pissed off at this. And I said it, you know, I didn't say it right to his face. That's a lie. I was walking away going, entitled.
You showed him, though.
Entitled. So I sure did, Oscar. I was real proud of myself. So, but that was the only incident. Otherwise, it was a very nice trip through the Costco.
Do you recall what he was sampling that was so important that he had to rectify?
Didn't even pay attention. Okay. I was so pissed off. Mm. I was moving by. And really, I don't. I try to avoid the sample lines because there's just no point in the land of entitled, privileged 65 to 70-year-olds. They just will stop.
And they have the time.
Oh, yeah. They have the time to wait in line.
To them,
for
it's lunch. Retired, yes. It's lunch. It's absolutely.
I get a little bit. I got a great deal on some U.S. choice steaks that were really, really inexpensive. So it's great. I get some frozen shrimp. I get some of this water that I'm buying.
Oh,
lately.
Look at this. And, keto water.
And keto water. And it's what it's called. Keto water.
Yeah.
And then
Kirkland's keto water.
Pick up the prescription and bring it home. And everything was fine. And Carla says, oh, good. Okay. What'd you pay for it? And I looked down and I said, $56.
Oh.
He said, didn't you go to the website? I said, yeah. It said it was $19. Yeah. Did you use the coupon? And I went, What coupon? No coupon. Stupid. I didn't use the coupon. So I overpaid for it.
Well, I bet you can get a price adjustment.
The doppelganger, Mike.
She phased me a little.
You were distracted.
Sure, that'll throw you.
Yeah.
And
didn't even ask. I don't think she even asked if I had a coupon, or maybe she did. I said, no, I don't, Queen Mother.
Do you have a coupon, baby?
That's right. Have you been? Let's see if we can get a coupon from Tim Burton. Can Tim Burton give me a coupon, please? Thank you. Yes.
I know a pharmacist isn't supposed to have any shtick. They're just supposed to be there to.
I don't know. I would take a pharmacist with shtick.
But I would if you had that script. And then guy or girl, probably easier coming from a guy. They look at the script, they look down, you're not really talking about it. Like, oh, we have this in stock. Then they look up and they said, taking a trip to Pound Town, are we? That's the response I would want.
Or what if they said, now, if you have any questions, let us know. And if there's any problems, I'll expect to hear you in over 4 hours.
Thank you. Yes. Priapism. Right. And I loved you in Big Fish. That's great. All right. Look, I'm late to the party on this, but I take it you have seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Right? I actually have not.
You have not seen it?
I have not. I'm holding out.
Rob has seen it.
Yeah.
We will commiserate on it.
I know a lot about it.
I finally pay-per-viewed it last night, finally decided to pull the trigger,
and I've got
some very strong opinions
really?
On it.
Really? Good.
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we come back on the Michael Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Gary Busey, and I'd just like to share a few holiday Buseyisms for the Michael Mara Show. Christmas isn't Christmas without a cake. That's one. Santa Claus is coming to your municipality, but he might as well get the permits early. Because if he doesn't, he might be stuck on the road somewhere. Buseyisms. Buseyisms from Gary Busey. Hey, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You know what makes a Happy New Year new? Love. Yeah, love between a man and a woman. On a couch. Buseyisms. Happy Holidays and Merry Kwanzaa. Special mention goes out to my daughter. I don't know if you're aware of her name. It's Lucy Busey. Yeah, good girl.
What? Lucy Busey?
We were not drinking.
No, Mike, it's not Christmas without a cake.
We were not drinking. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Zappos. Tis the season for internet shopping. Luckily, there's Zappos. Joyful, joyful. We adore Zappos. And since they are our partners, when you support Zappos, you're supporting TMOS. That's nice. It ain't just shoes, baby. They got it all. All the clothes that make you look your best. Zappos celebrating 20 years of the best in customer service and a selection that is unmatched. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe they're going to love. No matter what, get it at Zappos. Gifts for everyone, even yourself. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, they've got all the good stuff. Zappos has fast free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos!
Hey, Zappos!
Woo! You make us look good through the holidays and beyond. All right, so finally, we put the little man down, and it's... I said, it's available for rent. I'm going to enjoy Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, a movie I missed in the theaters.
Right.
How I missed it. I am a huge Quentin Tarantino fan. And I will say I didn't have any preconceptions on it. I know Rob had liked it.
He gave us a great review on it.
I loved it. And, I loved it.
And so I will tell you that as I plodded through probably one of the more slow moving Tarantino films, I found myself still fascinated. The acting is so good.
Yes.
And it's so, and I had no idea, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, that the ending would be what the ending was.
Surprising,
I
right?
And delightful.
And
I mean, just fantastic.
Does not disappoint. It does not disappoint.
It does not disappoint. It's a solid Tarantino film. You said this, didn't you? They could have shaved about a half hour off of it, right?
I think you have 15, 20 minutes easy. But the thing is that there are so many isolatable, great vignettes and scenes. They almost stand on their own. You have to stitch those together in a way. And that slows down the storytelling, but it spotlights the acting.
Mike, I've heard that, and maybe you can't make that comparison, but you could at least think about it within this context, that there is a place for this movie, but it may not be in the home, maybe in the theater. In the theater with the sweeping shots.
It did look beautiful. And also,
it was so beautifully photographed.
And also,
I translated it onto your TV.
It made it on the small screen. I wish I'd seen it on the big
screen.
I really, really do.
Visually, yes. But I think also you may have missed out a little bit. The sound design and the mix on the sound was so good because the entire soundtrack is provided by a radio station. Yep. I mean, all the music is what they call practical music.
Robert W. Morgan.
All the KHJ jingles. Cool. They actually had to license the original jingles from KHJ. And so they did this first in the movie American Graffiti, where all the music happened in the scene. So it's like no background music. It's music that's happening in the movie. And that was as much of a character as the other people, because Los Angeles in that time was a top down, windows down, cruising with the radio on town. And the sound when they would do scenes in the car, perhaps, and in a theater, the sound mix of the radio is behind you mm-hmm. and all the dialogue's in front of you. It was really remarkable.
I didn't know
done.
That was happening. It's wild.
And, remarkable. You know, really, as because I don't want to wreck it for people that might be right. watching it over the holiday. I have to say this, Rob, it would ruin it if I said what I liked most about the movie.
Yeah, I think I know, though.
But did you find that the ending of the movie is just such a great technique? Way of doing it. You just feel this amazing. And that, if you I went think up you to Mr. do a lot of movies like
if
that.
If you went up to Mr. Tarantino and said, may I have $15, please? And then he gives you $50. Because yeah. he gives you so much more than you even want or expect.
You didn't even, and I didn't see it coming.
Me neither. Not at all.
It was real.
And every person in it is appealing. That's another great thing about it. Such an appealing cast.
Absolutely. Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio, who are now, getting into their, as they're in middle age with Brad Pitt and getting into middle age with DiCaprio, they're really seasoned, just guys that know how to do it. Yep. And I love, I really, what I came away from this movie saying, boy, I hope these guys keep getting it done, because they got about a good chunk of time where they can make really great movies. Mm-hmm. And, Brad Pitt is a big movie star and DiCaprio is a big movie star. And I was just pleased with the whole thing. And Margot Robbie is just...
Oh, delightful.
Just wonderful and beautiful. And
can't take
I liked
your eyes
everything
off her.
About it. It was great. But
what about
it
the scene
is
with
definitely
the
not action, like no, Tarantino no. films
But what about
are.
The scene with Bruce Lee? How great is that?
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's great.
I was
it's great.
In the theater,
it's
Oscar.
It's really, really good.
I wanted to rewind it.
Now, look, you're so going to plot. You're going to plot. You're going to sit there.
That's
I would
okay,
have watched
though.
Checked.
That's okay.
I would have watched checked if I was in the theater, because you're going to say to yourself, oh, God.
I don't know that you would have. I don't know that you would have.
Really? Oh, maybe it was me. I was just kind of saying, okay, there's enough driving.
I heard it starts out slow.
It does start
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
It does. Overall, I was pretty pleased.
Is it selfish of the reason why I had not purchased it or watched or rented it was because we were waiting for Thanksgiving. Because this is what happens usually with our families, that we sit down and we find a movie to watch together on demand. But I literally said to Shannon, let's not watch this because the family's going to want to watch this together. We don't want to watch it again. We've watched so many movies over and over again because they haven't seen them because they're normal people and they don't have to watch everything before it comes out on video because of this industry. I said, this year we're going to wait to watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And she said, what else are we going to watch? And I said, well, I would actually like to watch the latest Gerard Butler offering, Angels Has Fallen. And
that's where we part company, my friend. If I never saw another Gerard Butler movie, I would be fine. Gerard Butler and his crooked mouth.
You know what?
I do not need to watch any. I cannot stand Gerard
Butler. I'll go one more. I'll say I don't want to see any movies with anyone named Gerard.
Mike, you're off the mark. This movie is good. It
what
is
the movie he's in now? Was it 3,000 or 3,000?
No, Angel Has Fallen he's a Secret Service agent, and he's protecting the president.
Oh, I hope
Morgan
there's some
Morgan
there
Freeman,
some
shockingly enough, plays the president. It's a lot of action.
I see.
You'll love it.
Okay, yeah, well, are you going to watch it with the fam
I'm
going to
watch it with the fam. This past Thanksgiving, I said, hey, let's watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I think that if you are not a Turbo Tarantino fan, which many people our age are, from their late 30s through my age, if you're a Tarantino fan, it's Tarantino.
Yeah.
So you watch it because it's him, and you always there's always that level of tension in a Tarantino film where you think something's going to happen. So that's good enough for me. And by the way, I hope it's not his last movie. I hope he makes more films.
Supposed to make one more, right?
He's supposed to make 10, a total of 10. That was his objective, and it's makes
one
more.
I hope that he makes 20. I think the guy should keep working. He really, really should. He makes fun movies.
Well,
he loves
Hollywood, and I think that's part of it. So much of his stuff is an homage to stuff that's great. Love it.
Yeah, it was. So I give it a big Cialis thumbs up.
a hard thumbs up?
Yeah, just make sure the thumb doesn't stay up for 4 hours.
Gross.
Absolutely. We will take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, speaking of Morgan Freeman.
Hello, this is Morgan Freeman, and a lot of people ask me, what is your favorite holiday tradition? Well, I'll tell you. I love to gather the whole family around and serve my favorite Christmas beverage, a big piping hot mug of mulled wine. That's right. Cinnamon sticks, spices, delicious. And if you drink 5 or 6 of them, you get a really good buzz. Then we have some edibles. Boy, does the high last a long time after that. Yes, there's nothing quite as nice as mulled wine followed by getting high with family and friends during the holiday season. Happy Christmas to each and every one of you, and make sure that you read the card when you open the gift, all right? Well, I know it's not a birthday. Just read the card. Happy holidays. Thank you, Morgan. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Betterment. Yes. Here's an honest question. How are you supposed to know what to do with your money? Very few of us are exposed to sound advice on how to manage our finances, and even fewer have the means to get professional financial guidance. Betterment is a platform that was built to give you something radical, accessible financial advice that puts you first. Your money is probably sitting in a savings account, earning you next to nothing, or maybe you have an investment account that you're not really sure what to do with. Betterment can help you make sense of what to do with your money. Investing involves risk, but you don't have to know the ins and outs of stock markets to start saving more or start investing for your future. Betterment's technology will put your money to work, choosing the stocks and strategies that are right for you, because they know you have other things to do. Betterment's platform can even provide guidance on what financial goals make sense for you. Give your money a new home, won't you please, with Betterment, peace of mind included. Download the Betterment app today. That's BETTERMENT for the betterment of you. And we thank you. We will try to get to our Christmas bitches tomorrow, because we got sidetracked a little bit today. So we're looking forward to that. Right now, it's time for, what is it time for?
News!
News! News.
Ooh. There's been a lot of Gary Sinise on TV lately, on the internet in particular, with people that were saying thank you to him, and he got all teared up.
Yes, I saw that.
Gary Sinise has made it his mission, I think, to go out and support the troops with different charities, and he's got a charitable foundation that he does great work with. His charitable foundation teamed up with American Airlines to treat more than 1,700 Gold Star children to an all-expenses-paid trip to Disney World. The reason I share this with you, because I love what he says at the end. Gold Star children are kids who've had someone in their immediate family die while serving in a time of conflict. And thanks to Gary, they got to spend 4 days at Disney. I love this guy.
So great.
He says, quote, "I've gotten to know a lot of these families. I love them. And I wanted to do something to help them through." Well, you sure did. What a great thing for kids. Here's the important ingredient that he mentions. It's that these kids not only get to go to Disney, they get to meet each other, and they know that they're not alone.
That's huge.
That's the whole thing. Think about that. You know, hey, you lost a parent, you lost a brother, they make friendships that last a lifetime. Gary, we salute you.
I'd love to get him on the show.
You know, I'd love to talk to him for a half an hour, let him promote whatever he wants to. He is such a wonderful human being for doing that. I really love that story, and I hope those kids had a blast at Disneyland.
Good for him.
This is a downer, and this is something that I never knew about, or maybe I forgot about it. Charlize Theron was young when she was a little girl. Her mother killed her father. Mm. Did you ever hear that story?
No.
Charlize's dad was an abusive drunk. One night he came home completely wasted with a gun. Charlize and her mom fled into a bedroom and stood against a door while he tried to push his way through it. Then he stepped back and he fired 3 shots through the door.
My God.
Wow.
Somehow Charlize and her mom weren't hit, but mom grabbed her own gun and shot her husband dead. It was self-defense, so she was never charged. It seems like something a person would be embarrassed about, but Charlize has no problem talking about it. She says, quote, it's something that I share with a lot of people, because I do think that the more we talk about these things, the more we realize we are not alone in any of it. I think for me, it's just always been that this story really is about growing up with addicts and what that does to a person. And, you know, we're reading a book about a person living with a person who's, you know, abusive. And I think if you have somebody in your world that's like that and you're aware, you do have to be proactive, even if you're not, you don't have a dog in the fight. Reaching out to somebody and trying to help them, giving them that outlet, because there's still a lot of that crap that goes on behind closed doors. It's
that
terrible.
Makes me further impressed with her that she has been able to overcome that and come off as such an amazing performer, but also someone who seems just so balanced and right. You know?
Yeah.
It's, wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And I had no idea. I didn't remember that. But I maybe I heard something a long time ago. But that's just an incredible story that I wasn't completely aware of until
growing up that way.
Here's something else that's incredible. Madonna. Madonna. Oh. Madonna.
I saw
Madonna.
These pictures.
All right. She may have found a new man who, not surprisingly, was a boy not too long ago.
Oh, no.
His name is Alamalik Williams, and he's one of her backup dancers. He's 25, and Madonna is an oh-so-naughty 61.
Oh! Yeah,
you're as young as you feel. Well, she's in great shape. They were spotted cuddling on a hotel balcony in Miami on Saturday. Oh, I wish she'd invited me over. Madonna is playing the Fillmore in Miami Beach through Sunday. I like still have time to go over and see her.
Yeah.
Williams has also made several appearances on Madonna's Instagram over the past several months.
So
there she is, Madonna.
It's a new dawn, but when we see a younger woman with an older man, it's commonplace.
Sure.
But when it's a younger man and an older woman, I mean, I looked at that picture and I was like, I actually don't feel any way about this. And maybe 10 years ago, I would have been shocked.
Well, I would just say,
turnabout is fair pay. You're dealing with an older relationship. I'm the old man and she's the young woman. So turnabout is perfectly legit. That's a little bit more. That would be a bit of a lengthy relationship, almost 30 years between the two of them, which is pretty spectacular.
Surprised, yes, I'm surprised they took time to pose on the balcony. It was time that he was put down for a nap.
Yes, very much. I got a big, big guffaw the other night. When we went to my radio buddy's party.
Yeah.
And and I said, there's an age difference. When did you meet Carla? And so it's just like, that is such a softball for me when that guy.
Right.
I said when she was in middle school. And you know, that was like, you had four guys that were like in a semicircle.
Yeah, yeah.
And to hear them all at the same time.
Yeah, but watch out for the fifth guy that goes, oh, yeah.
You know, or the guy's like, no. And then there are other people that go, what? Huh?
The Beatles said it.
I don't get it. You know what? Judge not, lest ye be judged.
Hear, so hear. True.
So
know,
true.
I'm well said, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
I appreciate that. Here to please. You think the key to a healthy relationship is doing a lot of date nights and other stuff as a couple, and you'd be wrong.
Wrong.
Thank goodness.
Wrong. According to a new survey, 85% of people say that having me time, where you're alone and you can't do and you can do anything you want, is the key to a good relationship.
That right,
sorry,
Pony?
I have to agree with this.
Oh, I'm very happy.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm glad you are. I'm glad you're happy.
Yeah. I need 41 you to leave for now.
Pony. 41% of people would even dump their partner if they weren't getting enough me time. Look, Oscar does it with work and hanging out with his buddies at work. Rob Spiewak does it by going down into his cave.
I've always said
the
secret to a happy relationship is time apart.
I do it with a club, with a golf club in my hand, with a big club with nails in it. No, I do it with a golf club. I think that my brother-in-law and my sister, I've always, he
my
worked
father
in a certain area. Yeah, that's
takes
yeah,
6 months, sees his other
why
family.
Not?
Yeah, I almost never see allegedly Oscar's father, and we get along great.
Right?
Yeah.
It's great.
The ideal amount is an average of 51 minutes a day or around 6 hours a week. I think they're shortchanging it.
I do too.
Here are the top 10 things we like to do during our time alone. Watching TV or movies.
Sure.
Reading. Exercising. Enjoying a cup of coffee or tea. Having a meal alone. Going out dancing. Shopping. Going for a walk. Getting our hair done. And are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Listening to podcasts.
Nice. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, yes. How about this? Less me time dancing and more me time listening to podcasts.
There you go. I like that. And now a little something, something. No matter how much you love your favorite sports team, no one wants their final breath to be taken at the stadium.
Oh, no.
In a porta potty.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, that happened to someone in Baltimore.
Yeah.
On Sunday, a 26-year-old man was found dead inside a porta potty outside M&T Bank Stadium where the Ravens play.
I love that because when you drive by, it's all lit up purple.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Dying in a porta potty and just being in there, that's got to be terrible.
What brand was it? Dolan's Jones?
I don't know. But last time the Ravens played here was Thursday when they beat the Jets 42-21.
It was a great game.
Now, it's not clear if the guy had been into John since the game or if he ended up there for later for some reason. There's also no word on cause of death, but an autopsy will be conducted. This is actually the second porta potty related death at that stadium this year.
A man
died in February after he caught on fire while inside a burning portable toilet.
So sorry.
Hey, I hate to do this to you, and I don't often do it. Could you read back that last sentence?
A man died in February after he caught on fire while inside a burning portable toilet.
Oh, my God.
Three porta potties were burnt in the incident.
Oh, no.
And it's still unclear what happened. The authorities didn't link that death to a crime. Well, I sure hope they're not under, like, a big building or something like that. That'll burn the whole block down.
Oh,
and, what, my God, what if they burned the Baltimore block? You wouldn't get any hookers anymore.
No, that could take down the stadium. That could take down the yard. Could take down the tower. No. All that stuff.
Yeah, the Bramo Seltzer Tower.
Yeah, I know.
Or the Domino Sugar Plant.
Yes.
I wonder how long he was in there, because there's a time of year you can keep.
Yeah, go Ravens.
It's cold.
Sorry
out
about
there.
The guy that died in a porta potty.
Yeah. Well, he went out the way he came in, I suppose.
Yeah. That's it. Happy Crimble. We'll take a break and then come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here, everybody.
Hi there. This is Jeff Goldblum. And you might wonder, what do I have as a holiday tradition in my house? I'll tell you what it is. That's really, really kind of special. We gather around, get an old style 1970s fondue dish, and we dip hard candy in. Yeah, it's for example a candy cane mint. You know, those striped things. They make amazing patterns in the fondue oil. Happy holidays from the Goldblum family to yours. Yeah, I know it's weird, but so am I.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeffrey.
Welcome back. Dipping hard candy into fondue.
Yeah, not chocolate, hot oil.
Stream of consciousness.
It was fun.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Holiday time.
What? Oh, no.
Holiday time is family time.
Yes.
So here's a question. Is your family's legacy digitally preserved so it can be passed down for generations to come? With Legacy Box, you can get a lifetime of old family memories, videotapes, photos, and more digitized to a thumb drive, cloud download, or DVD, cloud download, I should say.
Yes.
Or DVD to share and enjoy for generations to come. You just go online, purchase the box that you need. They send you a Legacy Box kit, and you fill it with all your media. Slap on the prepaid label. You don't have to slap it on.
Oh, be nice. Be nice.
Smooth it. And just send it back. In a couple of weeks, you get all your originals back, plus perfectly preserved digital copies ready to watch, share, and relive. Over 700,000 families have trusted Legacy Box. That's because they picked a business that had a need.
Mm.
They needed it. Mm. You should, too. This holiday season, head to LegacyBox.com for their best deal of the year. Get 60% off right now. Order your Legacy Box today to take advantage of Legacy Box's amazing offer. An unprecedented 60% off for a limited time. That is a great deal. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 60% off your first order. Save your time and memories. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 60%. And we thank you,
yes.
Legacy Box. We appreciate that. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, December 18, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
I handle a lot of audio. I go through a lot of tape. I watch a lot of stuff. And every now and then, something really, really appeals to me. Now, mm-hmm. ABC Television is gearing up to do another Film Before a Live Audience special where they're going to do another All in the Family and I think an episode of Good Times, but they are the original scripts. Now, I know you scowl, but you know what?
Yeah.
It's a novelty. And you know what? There's so much crap on TV. This is at least something a little different, but this is what I love. Because they're celebrating 70s TV.
Oh, look, he's back.
Oh, it's the dinosaur.
Excuse me.
He comes out when I scowl.
Did he used to like All in the Family back in the old days?
No.
No.
Oh,
I'm sorry. So what ABC did, now, you know, ABC was the network that hired Ernie Anderson, the great announcer Ernie Anderson.
Ernie Anderson, yes, Friday on the Love Boat.
Hey, so what they've Ernie done Anderson. Is they've actually taken modern shows, processed the videotape so it looks aged, made the audio a little messed up, and this is a voice guy named Steve French, who does a pretty good Ernie Anderson. Here's a montage of promos that are currently running on ABC TV to celebrate their 70s throwback shows.
Come on along to ABC Tuesday nights.
We gotta get a move on.
The Conners, Less This Mess, Mixed-ish, and Black-ish.
So cool.
This January, come on along with ABC Tuesday nights.
Private Eye Dex Perios is on the case in ABC's new rollicking caper, Stumptown. She's a smart aleck rogue detective cleaning up the streets of Portland her way.
Good thing it's trash day.
Stumptown Wednesdays on ABC.
He's a new kind of cop with an eye for trouble.
Let's go.
The kind of cop who's going to make you glad to settle for 7 years behind bars.
You're under arrest.
It's got it all. Comedy. Action. Murder.
Oh, no.
And love.
Well, hello.
He's a real ladies' man.
You are trouble.
The Rookie returns Sundays this February.
That's so cool.
We're the one you can turn to. ABC.
Oh, I miss those guys.
They are the kind of friends who would do anything for each other.
I can get another job, but I cannot get another family.
Through good times.
Oh, my God, I'm so proud of you.
And bad times.
Thank you for being here. Means a lot.
They always have each other's backs.
You are amazing.
We're in this together.
Because when it comes to friendship, it isn't just one thing.
Got you.
It's a million little things. Returns Thursdays in January at a new time, 10, 9 Central on ABC.
And what's great is they use the old ABC graphic. Oh, this is not right.
There it is.
7 days left for Christmas shopping.
Yeah, all right, here's a bad announcer. Not like Ernie Anderson.
Same fidelity.
Yes, it is the same fidelity.
Yeah.
Mixes right in.
Hi there. Only 7 more shopping days. That's all. Why not finish it up today?
And Mike, why not finish it up today, you jackass?
Why not finish it up today? Yes, right. I'm going to have another parliament.
Did you care?
No, I'm sorry, a Pall Mall.
Pall Mall. Do you care that Drew Brees broke a record last night?
I love Drew Brees. I'm a big fan. So, yeah.
He surpassed Peyton Manning with 541 completed touchdown passes.
What a rock.
Previous record, 539.
What a great
19 straight completions now for Drew Brees that ties his career high in a game. But I think he's searching for another mighty mark. Will he get it here? Yes! Touchdown pass, 540 in the 504.
Big deal.
Nice.
Big deal in the NFL. That's
I hate the fact that the announcer had that line so ready to go.
I know. Yeah. Don't get me started on play-by-play.
I know.
In the NFL with the hyperactive color men now that they have. Where all the guys have to just be like this for the whole time. You like that? There's nobody cool in the booth anymore. It's just Troy Aikman maybe approaches it, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, these guys are so hype machines. I actually like the guy on Sunday Night the guy named, is it Booger? Is that his
name?
There's
a Booger, yeah.
Booger's the only one that's hyped.
McFarland.
That Booger McFarland. He's hyped, but he's so good that I
He understands the game amazingly. That's where it is.
These wannabe guys that are just like, blah, 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 shut your mouth. But you know what? Drew Brees, as someone who roots for a team with a suck quarterback,
mm-hmm.
All right. Or, you know, Daniel Jones, maybe he'll be something. Maybe he won't. Eli, you know, was a great quarterback, had his great seasons. It's just you appreciate these guys with this longevity like Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
Fun to watch and hard to do.
Yes.
You have 500 pound men stampeding you and you have to thread a needle and throw it. It's amazing that he's got this milestone.
A very select few.
And he's a good guy too. Yeah. I like Drew Brees.
And I believe Tom Brady is right on his tail. Yeah. So we shall see how the season finishes out anyhow.
Won't feel the same way if that happens.
No. Mike, we've done 2,370 episodes of this show in addition to all of our bonus material. That's a lot of content. And I've never used this phrase. Controversial Swedish YouTube influencer.
Nah.
Oscar PewDiePie
Ooh.
Has canceled his Twitter.
Oh, no.
And is stepping down from YouTube. This is controversial.
I have special announcement to make. I am taking break from YouTube next year. I wanted to say it in advance because I made up my mind. I'm tired. I'm feeling very tired. I don't know if you can tell. Just so you know, early next year, I'll be away for a little while. I'll explain that later, but I wanted to give heads up.
Are you being influenced right now by him? Yes, you are.
Mac right now has his pants around his ankles.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Mac is being an influencer. Being an influencer is such a tough
thing. PewDiePie fan.
And Mike, and it's spelled PewDiePie. PewDiePie.
Where is he going? Facebook Live?
He's going to have to go play with his dinosaur.
How dare he?
So if you're in Sweden to see PewDiePie,
for me to poop on.
Take a train to Belgium where they just had a big bike race, and this is the greatest video. You must seek it out. A dog running after the bikes and actually making one of the leaders stop because he gets in front of him.
Going for it right now in third place. Somebody's dog.
I like that it's an American play-by-play, but if you listen in the background, it's...
Going for it right now in third place. Somebody's dog. Shepherd mix of some sort. Ooh. Ellie Isabit, he wants a piece of that. He wants a piece of the champ. He wants a piece of the champ. He's not going to get it. Does not want to let Ertz around. Actually wants a piece of Michael Van Torn out. Stops him right in his tracks.
And from dogs to cats. Jennifer Hudson, you can sing. We get it.
Beautiful.
You see, the weird thing is when my kids were little, this is how I sang lullabies to them. They never went to sleep. If you touch
the cavity.
You're going to cry like that when you see James Corden in that movie. You couldn't pay me. You couldn't pay me to go see that movie. Oh, my God. Oh, he's the star.
I forgot that little marshmallow is going to be in that
movie. I believe that there will be arson committed in theaters and no one will be punished because that movie deserves it. Burn all the prints. All right, Oscar, I saved this for you.
Please.
Good news. They have announced the new candidates for The Bachelor.
ABC announced the 30 women who will be competing on the upcoming season of The Bachelor. In case you wondered just how many ways there are to spell the name Ashley.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody, because as you know, Mike, it's Wednesday.
All right, now listen. If you,
Hey, listen.
If you want an interesting show, I would urge everybody to tune in to tomorrow's podcast.
Yes.
Because we are going to be having our Christmas party, and we're going to be having visitors. But more than that, we're going to be having adult beverages at a very early hour, which is going to be interesting. And I don't know what exactly is planned, but all I know is in my studio, I have an envelope from Zoolander. It says, do not open until Christmas.
Ooh.
It's probably not funny, but, he's surprises. A new father.
Is it Field?
What's that?
Is it Field? A Field envelope?
Thank you. F you, Rob. That's it. We'll have a good
day. Tomorrow's show will also set the table for the bonus show. They walk hand in hand.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. Thursday. Tomorrow's show is going to be great.
Yes.
It's going to be fine.
Yes.
Right. Okay, good. God, I never again remember. Anyway, for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara saying so long, liars.
Hey, bug out bag.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
That does it. Out you two pixies go, through the door or out the window.
Who ever heard of a skinny Santa? Eat, eat.
Oh, fudge.